AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, "I found it on The Real Real." Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to the second episode of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. For any new listeners, each episode, we will each be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. On our Life's a Draft Facebook page, I will list each team and listeners will vote for their favorite team. We're also starting a website where you will get to vote as well. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode. After the draft, we'll play a game called The Eliminator and have some trivia questions as well. Before we get to this week's draft, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. He's had a good amount of time to think about that brutal loss in The Eliminator to his rival Dilts. Aunt Jemima cereal t-shirts are currently in production, and Jason, aka Shine, is back with us tonight. Shine, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm well. Still enjoying the life of modems and underground cables. Next, we have JCat. He's back with us.
Hello, everybody out there in podcast world.
Nice to have you, JCat. Still not doing too much, but has minimal prep. But this time he's riding high off the Detroit Pistons winning the NBA lottery draft, giving them the number one pick. Dilts is here begrudgingly with us. Dilts, how you doing with that connection over there?
I wish I had internet. I hate MediaCom. But other than that, I'm loving it that I'm back and ready to beat Shine at something again.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. And currently enjoying his summer break, rekindling his love for the beach. Birdo, a.k.a. Bobby, a.k.a. Bro, is back this time here at the start, and he's fired up, and he is ready for sure.
So I have a written statement I need to talk about and say that, first off, I need to apologize to our audience and fans all over the world for my lackluster performance last week, or last episode. I was in a bad place. I didn't put in the effort. I was sluggish. I was unprepared. It was an embarrassment. But I've seen the error of my ways, and I put in the work. I'm coming in hot, dropping knowledge, spitting fire, every other cliche. So bring your A game, boys. I'm ready to go. Life's a Draft, episode 2, Birdo 100.
All right. He's definitely, you can tell he's ready to go. And last but not least, coming into us from Pacific Standard Time, trying to watch the Bucks in the finals, but he's keeping us, he's keeping that on pause for right now. Catman, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello. I don't know if I can follow that. Bobby set the standard high already.
Should have went with him last. I didn't know that was coming in. I didn't know it was coming in.
I'm going to be all night, boys, all night. So bring your A game for real.
All righty. And I'm your host with the most, but not really, since my team had the least amount of votes in the serial draft. Results of the serial draft for bragging rights and the order of this week's draft are as follows. Coming in with sixth place was me with three votes. Count them. 3 votes for my team. Still a little bit in shock. Looking at the teams, not sure how I came in last, but I don't know what else to say. Cereal. I guess I'll blame it on being last pick. Since I was the last pick, I'm going to blame it on that for this first one.
Because you didn't draft Life cereal, regular flavor.
Well, somehow that should have kept you off of anyone's picks, but Lucky Charms helped you out for sure. Picked right before me. Next in 5th place is Birdo. You don't win friends with Shredded Wheat. He had a whopping 5 votes. 5 votes, so...
I can make all the excuses in the world. I didn't even get the draft in order. All my fault. All my fault. And that's why I said I've learned the error. I've seen the error of my ways. It's not going to happen again, boys.
Still better than me. So, 4th place, we have Dingleberry Crunch.
Yeah. That's
the team name for Dilts with 6 votes. 6 votes. Squeaking out a pick over Roberto. And we had a battle for 3rd and 4th, but coming in 3rd is Shine's team, Bowl Full of Milk, with 8 votes.
Ahead
still
of
the single digits here.
Ahead yeah. of milk. That's all that matters.
But
you had a late, you had a late pick yesterday, Shine, that put you up to 8, but you still already had a 1-vote lead over Dilt, so I just counted it anyway.
My day.
And
I'm going on vacation.
So the last few days, the battle for the top spot was heated. It was only ever really between 2 teams the whole time. I put another post on Facebook and it just started blowing up. We were at a barbecue and we started asking people and they were voting back and forth and they were loving it. So got a few more listeners. Coming in 2nd place with 21 votes is who I personally think should have been in last place simply for the fact that he had Shredded Wheat on his list, is the cereal thriller, the Catman, in 2nd place. You'll be having 2nd pick tonight, Catman.
It's nice. You all underestimate Shredded Wheat.
No, everyone was loving the Golden Grahams. They were loving the Golden Grahams pick.
Don't sleep on Shredded Wheat, Rob.
And the Peanut Butter Crunch. I had a lot of people talking about that. So that means in 1st place, who had the 1st pick last episode, 23 votes, was J-Cat, the Malto Meals on Wheels. J-Cat, would you like to say a few words about your victory?
I would love to say a few words about my victory. First of all, I'd like to thank the Academy. Second of all, I'd like to thank me because I worked real damn hard on that and drafted a great team. But just to come at Birdo a little bit, he said, bring your A game. I'm bringing my L game because that's what I'm handing out to you suckers all podcast long.
Do you attribute your victory to the fact that you had 1st pick?
No, I attribute my victory because we went to the war room long before the podcast started, unlike some people. really did the work. We scouted the cereals. I went to Food Lion, Aldi, and Whole Foods and saw what people were picking up. And then I put that into the computer. We used a statistical analysis to make sure that we were going to, have the right team. Like I said, a solid 5 of seniors will beat the one and done kids every time.
I argue with that.
Can we just check on Dilts real quick? I just want to make sure he's okay.
He's a little glitchy, but he's okay. So again, the draft order will be, and J-Cat, I would say that victory definitely makes up for the performance in the Eliminator. So hopefully you guys have your A game in that tonight too.
Oh, shots fired already from the host though.
So anybody else have any comments for the 1st draft? I know Bobby already said something. Shine, Rob, Dilts, anything you want to add? The only thing I would say before the only comment I have about last pick was the amount of people who don't like marshmallows was kind of insane to me. I also know that 2 of our wives were asked to vote and somehow they could not pick a team. They were just like, I don't know. I don't like any of them. I was like, pick one. Meh. I don't like them. You don't like any of the teams? It was bonkers. Like, just pick one.
Was that your wife?
That was one of them. Yours was the other. I can't pick. Can't decide. I don't like any of them. You don't like any of them. Okay.
Undecided 2021 cereals.
No, she was mine was very decided. It was a big just NO across the board.
Decidedly no, it doesn't want any of them.
So, but she is definitely more into music than she is into cereal. So if she doesn't vote this time, then I'm going to have to have a little family talk.
I have one more thing to say. That I just want the audience and the fans to be clear of. Like, we're not just picking our top five. This is a draft. So we are not just coming up with a playlist. We have to prepare for songs that we want to be gone. So we have to have backup plans, contingency plans. We're not just making a summer playlist of summer songs. We have to put the work in to really analyze when to pick what song. It's a lot harder than you might think. So I have a whole new respect for general managers on draft night as they're trying to figure out who to pick and what rounds. You know, it's tough.
Once they're on the clock, that, you know, the pressure's on.
Draft day, baby.
The last thing before we get started, I would like to say that you can now vote at our website under each episode. It's the website is croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast. I'll spell it out at the end of the episode, but you can go on there. If you already liked our Facebook page, we have over 100 members, which is pretty sweet, in a couple of days. You can also vote there or continue to comment on the Facebook page. So without further ado, hopefully you guys got your draft boards. You have your worst picks ready, and you're ready for some trivia and the Eliminator. But JCat, take it away. First pick of the Summer Jams, Songs of the Summer Draft.
All right, this is a layup. If anyone else was in the first like spot and didn't pick this song, I'd question your sanity. DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith are the Fresh Prince. Summertime, come on now. Like that's number one. That's a layup.
Can't argue with that.
And it's gone.
Like picking Trevor Lawrence in the first round or LeBron James.
That's like
no brainer.
LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron.
If there was like Summer Jam in the dictionary, it would be Summertime.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
Webster's or Merriam.
Both of them. That's consensus.
Old English, is that one of them, or just English?
Ye old Jazzy Jeff in the Fresh Prison.
Catman, second pick.
Second pick, hot in here, Nelly.
Oh, solid pick, Rob. Solid pick.
Why are you at the bar if you ain't popping the bottles?
I told you, bro. I told you that was going to get picked.
Yeah.
Second studio album, 2002. It's released in June. I bought the bootleg at Bargain Bill's.
Flea Market? Yeah, Flea Market and Laurel?
Yeah. Definitely, yep.
Had the bootleg. It was great. Question.
Do you remember going to the Rudder, you, me, and Anne Marie? And that song was on all the time.
Yeah.
Summer 2002.
It's a summer bar song as well, but like it's hot in here. Always hot.
Yeah. Not to be compared to Weird Al's Trash Day. Yeah, it's a pretty great song. Check that out if you haven't heard that.
That's your reference right there.
Cat, Shine coming in with the third pick.
All right. Third pick. I'm going with Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can reach right up and touch the sky. When the weather is fine, you go fishing in the sea.
Have you ever seen a picture of Mungo Jerry, by the way?
The reference in Endgame about what the beard looked like, and they said Mungo Jerry.
Wow, you're right.
Side note, whenever I hear that song, I think of Wedding Crashers when Owen Wilson and Rachel McAdams are like starting to like fall for each other, and she's on that
100% bus ride.
A total smoke show. That song, in my mind, is Rachel McAdams in her prime. Mm.
Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime, coming in the third pick. Wow.
All right. So when I think of summer, I think of, you know, beach, the water, everybody's on boats. So what do you think they're all blaring all summer long? I'm on a boat.
Wow. That's a solid pick. We saw them in concert a couple years ago. It was awesome.
Great song. Amazing song.
I totally didn't hear him. What was it?
I'm on a boat by the Lonely Island.
I'm on a boat, yeah, by Lonely Island. Great song. Great choice.
I'm so glad that my pick is still here, because what is more summer than the 4th of July? Fireworks, barbecue, friends, 4th of July. And when those fireworks are going off, in my head, it's God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood, USA, USA, summer song, number one pick. Take it off the board.
Lee Greenwood.
Shocker.
Yeah, you hit straight like nostalgia Americana right there.
That's the game plan, J-Cat.
That's a nursing home boat, right?
I do have one more thing to say. I know I'm like talking a lot, but I've always said for years that I'm the second worst singer on the planet, and there's only one worse person on the planet that can sing worse than me, and he's on this podcast, and that's Jason Blanchine. So if we try to sing songs like J-Cat just did, it might be a disaster, but we're, you know what? You know, YOLO, you only live once, we're going to do it, right?
You want to do a duo right now?
No, no one wants that. Trust me, no
the
one
duo. The duet?
Duo.
Question, bro. What's the name of the song? God Bless the USA or God Bless America?
God Bless the USA.
Okay. All right. I know the song. I just didn't know what the actual title was.
Because I'm proud to be an American. God Bless the USA.
All right. So I'm sitting with two back-to-back picks, and I only had two picks come off my board, but I just don't know where to go first. I'm going to do Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I bought my first 16.
Bought it the 5 and 9.
I don't know if it's worth first round worthy, but I have to take it. I want it. So I'm taking that. And then starting the second round, I'm going to do think of chilling in the back, barbecuing in Compton, L.A. I'm going to go with Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day. It's just an unbelievable song. You might not think of it as a summer jam, but it's chilling. Just with the top down, riding, mess around and then get a triple-double. You know how it is. I got to take it.
The Lakers, the Supersonic.
Yeah. Didn't somebody talk about what day that was?
What?
Like online, like everything that Cube rapped about, somebody went and like found out what day all that stuff happened.
The day that Mama made a breakfast with no hog.
I swear if you Google it, it'll come up. It'll come up.
Woke up with no smog.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, hog. That... You guys say hog or hog? Bobby just said hog, but I say hog.
Hog. It's definitely hog.
All right. Back to me.
All right, Birdo, two.
Eric. Summer of 69 was not coming back to you. So,
okay. No, I figured that.
You wanted a little bit of
justification.
Justification on your pick there. It's definitely not making its way back.
All right, good.
So, as I'm in the middle of this, it's all a judgment call as we go. And I had a number two song, but I'm going to skip that. I think it's going to be available in the later rounds. I want to go with a song that is just fire. By a man who is just a notch above all of us all, many notches above all of us. Justin Timberlake, Summer Love. This just can't be Summer Love. You'll see. Don't even try to get me to sing. Justin Timberlake, Summer Love, something magic, something special in the air. Is that Summer Love?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on the pick. I think it's probably would have been there fourth or fifth round. How do you guys think?
Who's Justin Timberlake?
You've been talking about him singing all the time.
That was my fear. Like if someone like snuck in and pulled him out, like, nah, I want that on my list because I'm feeling real confident right now, boys.
All right.
Especially when Dills picks him on a boat, number one.
Got that swag. Yeah. I'm mad I never thought about that song. I love that song. Flippy floppies. All right. Dills coming in with your second pick.
This song was one of the few songs I actually know kind of came out in the summer, and I listened to it like all summer, and I still haven't really gotten sick of it. But give me Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Oh. Okay. Yep.
Somebody else in that song, Pharrell? Was that with Pharrell?
Yep.
Pharrell. Yeah.
Berto, what are your thoughts on Pharrell?
On Pharrell or Dilt's picks?
Pharrell.
No, I don't have a problem with Pharrell.
You know, I feel like you've never been a fan.
Well, there's certain people I'm very opinionated about. He's fine.
How many L's are in Pharrell?
Two.
Three.
Three.
Two. So you have the same amount of L's that Dilts is going to have after this podcast.
Wow.
Come on with the heat.
Wow. All right. Shine. Follow up your boy.
All right.
He's going with Pharrell Happy.
My second pick, we're going with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's Summer Nights.
Oh, wow.
Is this your list, Sean, or did you get this off the internet?
This is. You don't know how much research I had to do for this. It's been incredible.
I mean, I don't hate the pick. I don't hate the pick.
It's a great number.
No one, everyone's bored. You know it's on everyone's board.
Yeah.
I just Googled summer, and then I just stopped, and I looked at what Google gave me after I wrote summer in the Google search, and I started taking notes. And summer,
do what you got to do. It's not like you can remember every song, so I hear you. Catman, swinging back around to you, and then J-Cat with two picks.
I can't believe this song is still available. I got some like dark horses here, but I feel like I'm pretty safe. My list right now, I'm pretty safe.
Can I guess what you're gonna say? No, never mind. I won't do it because I don't want to. Never mind.
Len, Steal My Sunshine. Oh, you rat bastard. L-A-T-E-R that week.
I thought that's a great, like, I was definitely in my mind, but like, no one's gonna know that song. So
no, everyone knows that song.
Happy song. Like, you hear it and you just like, I'm at the beach, board shorts, let's go get some fries.
But it's not though. Like, I wanted it too, but like, it's really not a good song. Sharon, I love you. Just like, all right. I'm not hating on your pick. I don't know. J-Cat, second and third picks.
Second and third picks. All right. So
remember, the second rounder gets a little more money than the third rounder. So think about who you really want for that second round.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and hit up Boys of Summer from Don Henley for my second round pick.
Solid. All right. So good.
Just a note here. The only person I'm nervous about is J-Cat. Because, like,
I feel like that was on my list. Don't hate.
Because when he was like, every time I'm like, oh.
All right, and then we're going to head a little bit way back, and I'm going to go with Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Wow.
Deep cut. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Wow. It's on my list. Such it's a last, good the last song on my list.
I will say that it's going to come up later today, so yeah. I don't know if that's going to give you any hints about anything, but solid choices, J-Cat. All right, Catman, we're back to you.
All right, this is another dark horse. I don't think anyone's going to have this. When I was going over my picks, I was kind of like, I wanted to take a song from each genre.
Yeah. So
I'm going Summertime by Kenny Chesney.
Oh, great song.
It's basically the country version of Will Smith and DJ.
Yep.
Chesney.
Great.
Who is it, Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Chesney.
I have no comments. I don't know any country. Hence my team name, No Country for 40-Year-Old Men, since I'm turning 40 tomorrow. So I will not be having any country picks. So if you have any saved, then don't worry about me picking any. Trash boat. All right. Summertime, Kenny Chesney. Shine, third pick.
I'm going with Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Now,
surprise.
That's just more wedding to me than it is summer.
I agree. I was going to say it's a great song, one of the greatest songs ever, but is it a summer song?
Now, I admit, I have not been in bars probably in like 10 years, but my memory serves me right. There wasn't a night that we went out and that song wasn't like towards the end.
Last call, The Lighthouse. I agree 100%. I didn't have it on any of my list either because I wasn't sure if it was summer, but I mean, we can do a quick vote and say yay or nay if because that, you know, people are going to gravitate towards that song. So if it's not summer, then he shouldn't have that advantage. So it's up to you. I'm going to lay it out to you guys.
But that song's played at the end of every night, whether it's summer or not. So it could be December 4th and that song being played to close down the bar. So in my opinion, my humble opinion, great song, which is one of my categories, great song. Summer jam, question mark?
No. So that's a no from Birdo. J-Cat?
Hell no.
Catman?
Go no.
Take it off the list.
Did he say right. No? Go yeah. Suns. Go Suns.
All right, Shine, new pick.
Devin Booker is the man.
New pick. That's true, but that doesn't change the fact you have to pick a new song.
Fine. I have a feeling this is going to be vetoed as well. my team name now is they hating on me. I'm going third pick, Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Solid.
Yeah.
Way better pick.
Okay. Thank you.
I agree.
Somehow wasn't on my list.
It's amazing how as the process is going along, like I'm changing my mind. Like I have an order, but I'm skipping my favorite songs to go to this song because I want you all to take a little time machine.
Now, if anyone wants me to sing, this would be the time.
All right. You could
go for it. Go for it.
Go about,
no, I was kidding. I totally thought you guys would all say no, 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 no.
Wow.
Go back to fifth grade, maybe sixth grade.
Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. It's Delta's pick.
Oh.
Oh no.
My pick.
Fifth grade jam.
But when he was in fifth grade, we were in kindergarten. So
get a little Sean Paul temperature.
Oh,
hold on. I gotta check. I gotta check the Zoom feed. I gotta make sure Bobby's still with us.
Sean Paul.
Barfing in a shirt.
If you ask my opinion about Pharrell, if you want to know my opinion on Sean Paul, my face is red that he actually just picked that. He's so bad. He's so bad. How did Bill just pick a Sean Paul song? I know what it is. I'm not writing it down because I don't care.
On the ball, Baltimore.
Like, what is temperature? It's not giving the lie. What's temperature?
It's a ton of lyrics that sound like something else. There's a whole another internet video where they make the lyrics what they think they sound like, and it's hilarious.
I'm Googling that later. Or is that YouTube? I'm YouTubing that later.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. The guy all down after China, Devin Booker. All right.
I do apologize for jumping over Dilts. Man, I got too excited. So go back to fifth grade, maybe even fourth or sixth grade. June 17th, the last day of school, boys. No more work.
He picked it right one pick before me.
I knew it was coming. I know. School's out for summer. Alice Cooper. You hear that song, and you instantly get that feeling of I'm free. Free summer break. It's the greatest 2 months ever. And I'm just so happy that pick was still around in third round. School's out for summer. Alice Cooper, put it up on the board.
I would like to say all I think about is The Simpsons when they play, and there's a Muppet version where Alice Cooper performs with the Muppets, like from the old Muppet show. It's unbelievable. It's bizarre. I played it for my class this year. They were like, "What was that?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it. School's out for summer."
Yeah, don't worry about that.
My gosh, I can't believe that was picked right before me. All right,
on the list.
It's like the Eagles jumping over the Giants to grab Devontae Smith. You know what? I'm going to crush you for a second, bro. I'm going to go Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. Everybody cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That song is, you can't sit down when that song comes on.
Yeah.
You get bent,
at a wedding either in December.
It's true. I'm okay. If you want to veto that, I'm okay with that.
That's all right. I'm just hating. Team hating.
All right. And then I'm going to go a little smooth, chilling. Never mind. I'm going to pick one of my favorite songs. I don't care what anybody says. It's Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. Got to take it. Might be there with my fifth pick, but it's one of my favorite songs, legit. Like, it just gets so like happy and cheery and like, do the Carlton dance is what I think of.
I want to say I think about, was that in Look Who's Talking?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Probably. It's probably in a ton of movies, but I don't know if it's in that. Mm-hmm.
Great song nonetheless. Like, yeah.
All right, Berto, back to you. Pick number four.
Man, this is tough. There are songs that I said I would guarantee pick, but I can't. I have two left, and I have one saved for the fifth round that I just have to pick. So it's down to two songs for me. I'm almost going to just close my eyes and pick one.
Who has the most potential, Bobby? Who has the most potential?
They're both.
It's all about draft stock.
Yeah.
They're both unbelievable. But because I already went with one USA song, I'm going to skip that. And I'm going to go with a song that if you were between the ages of 28 and 48, the first 10 seconds of this song, you cannot
I already know what you're going to say.
You cannot help yourself but to say, that's my jam. The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
I knew it. Knew it was coming. Catman, was that the same summer of Natalie Hotton here? Because I feel like we heard that all the time at the same bar.
I think it was, yeah.
I want to say that.
And on like Now 17, all like together.
Is that what the Rudder played? I don't know.
Seven summers of listening to the same stuff over and over again.
So. Oh, yeah, you used to work there too.
It's that opening riff, which I'm not even going to attempt to do, but you know what it is. That opening riff just pulls you right in every time, every time.
For licensing purposes, we won't be playing that. So imagine it in your head.
And everyone that's listening knows what it is. So here we go.
You're right. 100%.
I always think of the intro to Entourage with the Killer, the first thing, because it was like one of, they showed it real quick before they all got in the car.
Show what? Like the album cover?
Yeah, the album cover for the Killer.
Hot Fuss.
Yeah, Hot Fuss. Mm.
I just remember that when I was back in the apartment in Lewis with Rich. Like I had that album. Fire. All right, good pick, Berto. Diltz, if you pick a mystical song, Bobby will quit the podcast. That's all I'm going to say.
A mystical song? Like, give me Your Love by Outfield.
Great pick, Diltz. That's 100% on my list. That
summer song? Okay.
Oh, big time. Josie's on a vacation far away. When you go on vacation in the summertime.
I didn't hear the pick. What is it?
Your Love by the Outfield.
Okay. And it was on Grand Theft Auto Vice City soundtrack. So great song.
Next up, good pick, Tilts. Number four, They Hating on Me, Shine's Team.
I'm going with Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Oh, he's Shine.
I'm going to have these on a list. These don't bring out summer to me.
That is a solid pick. That's baseball. Baseball is summer. Yeah. That is
you're sitting in Fenway, that, you know, you're just, you know, drinking a few Sam Adams or Sam Jackson's. It's my beer.
All right.
Good pick, Shine.
Thank you.
Respect.
Shine's got a solid list right now.
Game, respect, game.
Catman, pick four. J Cat, final two picks coming up.
Somehow this song was released in January. And I don't believe that. But that's research. Because the summer of 2011, like you could not, this song was played everywhere.
I'm already throwing up the X. If this doesn't have summertime somehow in the title.
No. This is my reason.
Eastern January.
I know what it is.
Party rock anthem. Every day I'm shuffling.
I almost had that. Yeah. I saw that too. It was released in January.
On the boardwalk. Like kids were wearing tank tops. Like it was, kids were shuffling. Like
the Kia commercial, hamsters.
Every day I'm shuffling.
That song was played everywhere that summer. And I feel like it's still a summer song.
J-Cat, final two picks.
All right. So my first pick is going to be Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
J-Cat.
Not Pina Colada Berg.
Stepped on a Pop-Tart.
Stepped on
Does that Pop-Tart. Mean something that I don't know? Like, did they have Pop Tarts when that song was existed, or am I just
back in the day when a beer were still like tin cans and you popped the top off and they had that rigid like aluminum top on it or tin top? That's what he stepped on a foot.
All right, I might edit that because I had no idea.
Stepped on a Pop Tart.
Leave it in.
Strawberry frosting on my foot. Yeah. All right, Jimmy Buffett. All right.
And for my final pick, I'm going to go a little multicultural uptown jams on you. I'm going to go with Despacito.
Wow. With the Justin Bieber version?
Oh, heck yeah. You got to go with Bieber, man. Like Despacito, every time it comes on and, you know, my wife is a Spanish teacher, I get down. You know, we roll. And we dance and sing, man. I love Despacito. It's great.
I would say I probably heard that song less than three times in my entire life. I'm not even joking. Like, I didn't know what it was. And it was like just so popular. And I'm like, all right, what is it? And I just looked it up and I was like, I'm good. Catman, coming back to you.
All right, this last one was tough here. I'm trying to go for a strong team. OAR, That Was a Crazy Game of Poker.
So on the list, Catman. So on the list.
I just love how we're all thinking differently. Again, great song, but that it's just, this is why music is so debatable. It's subjective and great song. And I do think of like warm weather when I hear that song. So
Catman, the only reason I didn't is because it seemed like they found that niche audience with like our era, like college, you know, like they found that niche. And then when they got big, they never really went anywhere. So that's the only reason I stayed away from it. But man, it's like, it's a fantastic song. Definitely summertime.
I mean, it might just be our, you know, us growing up and our experiences too, but I just think of like Dewey Beach summertime when I hear that. And I know it's like our song, which we had kind of talked about, but like that is, it's like 8 minutes long too. Like eight.
Yeah.
I just think of like flip flops and shorts and a cold beer when I hear that song.
I don't even know what that song is. So
you definitely know what it is.
I know it, but I don't know how it goes at all. I couldn't tell you one chord from it.
Well, me and Jason. Oh, yeah. No, you don't want that.
All right, Shine.
Okay, fifth pick. So right now I'm really going back to Eric's pick of Summer of 69. If that was still available, I feel like my team here would be set. Also the one that got rejected. So now I'm really like kind of pulling from the end of my bench. But
I'll trade you that pick for an extra pick. I get six picks.
That's possible. A future
pick. I don't know.
A future pick in another episode where you lose a pick.
That'd be fun. A conditional pick, yes.
I love trades. Let's be honest. All right, I'm going to fill my team here with Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved?
Solid pick.
Could you be loved?
All right, solid Shine. Dilts, fifth pick.
More Over the Rainbow by Is.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow by who?
Is.
Is?
Yeah, I-Z.
Like from Wizard of Oz?
No.
That's like a different version.
It's a
decline. No, I know not Oz, but
is it a guy singing on the ukulele?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's a version of it.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
Larger Gentleman.
Yep.
Is IZ. Okay. Birdo, fifth and final pick.
This one is my dark horse. That if you really think about it, you're going to say, "Yep, that's Summer." If you want to go back to the Catskills on a summer vacation and Dirty Dancing, when Baby is put in a corner and no one puts Baby in a corner, and that final dance scene at the end of the summer, I've had the time of my life, and he lifts her up. You all know what I'm talking about. You all have it in your head right now. Amazing song. Everyone loves that song. Fifth pick, super solid that it's still happy that it's still there. And I couldn't be any more happy with my team. Dropping the mic. That's my five. Oh, song by Bill Medley and someone else, Julie something.
Yeah, Jay. It's one of my favorite songs. It's the best song ever to duet karaoke with. Yeah.
Jennifer Warnes, I've had time of my life. Rest in peace, Patrick Swayze. Your name.
The time of my life.
Oh my gosh. All right. Since I have the fifth and final pick, or the last pick of the draft, I'm just going to throw out some of the ones on my list. You guys can do the same, but just like some of the ones I wanted to pick, but just somehow I don't even know what I'm going to pick. Super Bass, Nicki Minaj. You just can't think of summer without that. Hypnotize, Biggie, Cruising on the Boat. Like, Catman, I can't believe it wasn't on your list.
It's on my list, but I didn't.
Just couldn't take it.
I had two Biggie songs on my list. I had Mo Money, Mo Problems, and Hypnotize.
Yeah, Hypnotize. Like,
bro, hold on. Pick your pick, and then we'll all say a couple more of ones that we had. Like, on our list.
I can't. I got to talk through it. Like, Real American Hero, Real American, I'm a Real American by Hulk Hogan theme. Like, it's just killing me not picking it, but that's going to kill my draft. I already know it. I got Beach Boys songs, Vacation by the Go-Go's. J-Cat, how'd you not snatch that up?
I had it on there. I was between that and Cool Summer.
All right. I like that. Like,
genres, you know?
Also, just Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters.
On there too.
On the list.
That was on my list.
What about Wipeout?
Oh,
But it's just, I don't know what to do. I'm like really torn right now. Rum Shaker.
I'm surprised nobody picked Born in the USA.
I had that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of misconception about what that song really is.
Yeah, I know, but America's ignorant and they don't care.
Hot button issues. I know. People listen to it like, oh, America. Not really about that, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, bro. Let's get that pick.
All right. I'm going to go Kokomo, the Beach Boys.
That's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite songs. I think back, bro, when we had those little mini record players, those singles. Yep. I had Kokomo and you have Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. It was just singles. And it was like a little plastic toy record player. Woo! And Kokomo is solid. Think of Full House, Uncle Jesse. I did just see Uncle Jesse or John Stamos performed with the Beach Boys like recently, like in concert somewhere.
He was a part of the Beach Boys.
What?
Yeah, I think he toured with them. Bodies in the Sand.
I'll go Kokomo, Beach Boys.
So you said a whole bunch of songs. I'll rattle off a few that was left over on my list.
I had some others too, but
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus, banger.
Mm-hmm.
I had Vacations Go-Go. Jammin', Bob Marley. You said Under the Boardwalk, but also Sitting by the Dock of the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Summer Breeze, Makes Me Feel Fine.
Yeah.
You know? So I also want to think, I was thinking about the Here Comes the Sun with the Beatles, but it's not summer. So, and Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. But, you know, those are on the bench. And
what about Shots by DJ Snake? Little John.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
By who? DJ Snake.
Everybody.
But is that who really is it? Like, it's by, it's not Little John.
I was waiting. I had a
couple too. It's crazy.
I just didn't go like with my songs and then pick Shots at the end. I felt like that was weird. But I had like a list of songs that I was ready to pick if I had lost to Dilts last week, and then different set of songs if I had beat Dilts, which I did. So then I had to scratch the lose the Dilts list, and I went with the I just beat Dilts, and we're going to try to keep this winning streak going.
Well, I don't think you have any problem worrying
don't
about
don't say that. Don't say that.
I don't think.
Don't.
You have any problem.
Don't.
If Dilts gets a vote, I'll be shocked. I don't know any of the songs on his list except one.
I'm telling you, now if I lose, it's all because of Bobby.
No offense, Dills. I love you, buddy.
The jinx is on.
No. It's bad luck to be superstitious, Blanchard.
Dills, you got anything you want to add to your picks or anything?
Anybody else have Doing Time by Sublime on their list?
Of course not. Don't mention that.
What about Gin and Juice?
Gin and Juice, I thought about it.
Yeah, I had that.
I also had a bunch of Beach Boys listed under the boardwalk, up on the roof.
Dilts, all he does is want to go to the beach, surf, ride waves. Yeah. I don't know. And I was expecting a totally different song list from him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Dilts, I did have Santeria by Sublime on there because I always think of summer because, you know, that. So I was thinking about
this. It's funny that Bobby's making fun of me for not knowing any of my songs because I almost went with even other random obscure songs you guys would have no idea.
Hey, they're your picks. You're not fishing for votes here. You're not pandering
isn't that the point for the next
episode? You're right. I agree. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. So you're coming in with that list hot and, you know.
All right. Well, I have a confession to make. One of my favorite summer songs is Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. But I didn't select it because I didn't think it would do well. But that is like it reminds me of like Tuesday nights in Rehoboth for like, you know, $2.50 Mooney iced teas and like at the summer house. And I would always request that song. So,
but JCast, one of my categories for my own breakdown was drinks. And you already have Margaritaville, so you can't have two drink songs.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So I have to go with Margarita, not Pina Colada.
You can have all drank songs.
That would have been a solid playlist. Two Pina Coladas, Margaritaville, Beers and Sunshine, Darius Rucker. I mean,
mm-hmm. Catman, tell me you didn't have Paradise City and Crazy in Love by Beyonce like on your list, like on your possibles.
Crazy in Love is a possible, but I know you're going to get so mad. because I had this song on there and I was doing like actual like research. I was looking like summer pop charts and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It never made number one. And that's why I didn't like, it's like low on my list. And I mean, you love this song. It's one of your favorites. Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Oh my God. I just heard that the other day. It's the worst.
It's awesome. This song's great. But it only,
wasn't it like a Burger King commercial?
Yeah. It got to number two. It never made it to number one. That's like as high as it got on the charts.
And there's a reason for that, Rob. There's a reason it might have been number one.
It should be 200 on the list.
It was at number two for like multiple weeks in a row. Cruise by Florida Georgia Line and Nelly Remix.
I have that on my list. Good song.
Good summer song. And The Summer of 98, Still Not a Player by Big Pun.
Oh, I got it.
That song was everywhere. Everyone was playing it. It was all over the place.
I have that on my list of great song, but summer?
And then like
he was so big. Yeah, Hypnotize.
And Mo Money, Mo Problems was number one for like 2 weeks at the end of August in 97.
Yeah, it's questionable. Your
past, I'll Be Missing You. Puff Daddy had a big summer that summer.
Mm-hmm. Bad Boy. Bad Boy for life.
All right. Two Rough Riders Anthem, 98. Anyone?
That's summer. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much every athletic contest I ever like competed in from junior year on. That was my hype song. So
yeah,
I got one for you guys. Ski Low. I wish I was a little bit taller. True. Summer, that song came out was nonstop. And as I'm listening to Disney Radio on Sirius XM with my kids, In Summer by Josh Gad, Olaf from Frozen. In Summer, great song, but clearly could not be on my list. But I wanted to mention it because it deserves to be mentioned.
All right. Well, that wraps up our second episode draft of summer songs of the summer, our top five. Now let's just hop right into the worst picks. I'm just glad I get to go first, being last, and we're going to go back in reverse order. I had like a few. I don't know if Gnarls Barkley Crazy is a summer song, but it was considered. I can't stand that song. Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. I hate that song. It's awful. And I will say, I won't say this one in case someone else picks it, but I can't stand it. It came out like 2 years ago or whatever. But my pick is without a doubt Kid Rock, All Summer Long. I heard it yesterday and I told my wife, I was like, I'm picking this for my worst song. I'm going to have first pick. And she goes, this song? And I was like, yeah, it's awful. She's like, I thought you said it was Sweet Home Alabama. I was like, no, that's what they say in the song. It's terrible. Kid Rock, I know he's your boy, Rob, but holy crap, I can't stand that song.
I can't. I'm trying to think of that song, but it could be the song that no matter whenever I hear it, I walk out of the room.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Drinking whiskey out the bottle.
Nice. All right. I guess I want to go. I'm torn between two. Is it okay if I say both in case someone wants to take the other one?
Wait, because I think my second one would get picked too.
And I want to go with Mambo Number 5.
Oh my.
Ubega.
That's a banger sign.
J Cat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody.
I actually like the song too.
Let it keep going. Keep going, J Cat.
Around the corner.
They say I want some gin and juice, but I really don't.
Beer buzz like I had last week.
All right, that's enough. We're going to get sued. I actually kind of like it, but like, I can see why you picked it. Dilts, worst summer song, worst pick.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
That's Dilts' best pick of the night.
That's so solid.
Oh my gosh.
Solid.
What was it? The Baja Men?
Yeah.
Yes, it would be a summer song. When I actually, the chorus I hate, but the verses make me laugh. When they do the, ooh, like they pant like a dog, it cracks me up. And the part is like, oh, doggy, hold that bone, oh, doggy, hold it. That like, and I was like, and then it comes back at you with the chorus. Oh man, Who Let the Dogs Out? I remember that from my freshman year of college. It was always on. Remember that station, The Box? It was like almost like you voted for videos. That's what I always remember seeing it on. So I guess it would be a summer song. Shine, worst song, or yeah, Shine.
All right, LFO, Summer Girls.
Yeah.
I thought you were actually going to pick that for songs you liked when you mentioned it earlier. No, I'm serious. Like, I don't know. Like,
I'm not picking my favorite song. I'm picking songs to get votes.
Oh, my God.
Pandering to the...
You're off in next episode. Suspension. That's not like a... Using a performance-enhancing substance. Shine, let me ask you one question, though. Do you like girls from Abercrombie and Fitch?
No. Those clothes suck.
Those clothes suck. All right, Catman. Four of them have been taken. What is the worst summer song?
Can I give him a few more minutes and let's go back to Abercrombie and Fitch? Does anyone actually fit into those clothes?
I've never worn an article of that clothing, and I'm proud to say that.
I don't adhere to wearing buying clothes with rips already in them. I think it's okay if girls do. I'm not a fan of it, but I can see it is kind of stylish, but I'll never buy something with damage to it. Catman.
I don't think I have
one. Catman. Lil Nas X.
Oh.
Old Town Road.
It's
awful.
All night.
It's what?
I said, don't even say it because it'll be in my head all night.
Well, pick it because it's awful.
Pick right, that song by Iz.
Old Town Road, Lil Nas X.
Taking it?
Yep.
All right. Berta, what were you going to say before J-Cat picks, just in case?
Macarena.
Oh, you son of a...
Oh, no. Is that what you're going to pick?
I had two that I was waffling over, so... Since that was already thrown out there, I'm going to go with...
All right, I can cut that, and you can just say my worst song is If You Want It.
No, because this one's even worse.
All right.
Yeah, this is... does everyone remember the banger, the Pussycat Dolls featuring Busta Rhymes, Don't Ya, circa 2005?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Wow. That's such a bad...
That beats fire, though.
You know, J-Cat is a juggernaut in this game.
J-Cat really is. Just he's a game changer.
He is. He's at the top of his game every week. You know, and when you're at the top, J-Cat, everyone's gunning for you, buddy.
Hey, man, bullseyes on the back, but I just keep running away.
I just want to say, Cat or J-Cat.
Far side,
so, for when we were younger, like, I don't know, in our 20s or whatever, we would go to Myrtle Beach like every spring break or summer break or whatever. And I would take a friend. So me and Briggs went down one year, right? And we had satellite radio. We were driving my dad's Escalade. We were like, thought we were like the shit, you know? And we counted how many times that song came on, Don't Ya? And it was like 15 times in one day. It was that and Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. And it was, they were on all the time. It was unbelievable. Like, I have it written down somewhere. I know I have a little like a note sheet from like just stuff that happened that summer. And it's an unbelievable pick. I'm speechless. I didn't think of it because I hate that song.
And Busta Rhymes in it. Busta Rhymes is in it between Sean Paul, Busta Rhymes, and Mystical.
We're all mentioned.
My Mount Rushmore and Juvenile. My Mount Rushmore of just garbage. Garbage pile.
E. Pablo?
Whoa.
North Carolina.
Let me tell you, I Googled the word Petey the other day because I was going to draw Petey the Cat from Dogman. And I just typed in Petey, and the first thing that comes up is Petey Pablo. And I was like, what am I, in North Carolina? Like, why would that come up? Like,
take your shirt off. Twist it around your head like a helicopter.
Petey Crack? Oskino and Spark?
That's spelled different, though. It's like P-E-D. all right, let's get rolling. We got trivia here and the Eliminator. J-Cat, since your first winner from last week, do you rather do the trivia or the Eliminator first?
Eliminator's got to go last, man.
All right. I think we did it first last time, but we'll hit some trivia. I'm going to do it a little different this time. I still got five questions. J-Cat, since you were the winner, I'll let you pick which question, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. All right. So which question do you want, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5?
Cinco, sir. Cinco.
Cinco. I don't speak Spanish.
That's five.
All right. Number five. So it was hard to come up with like trivia for summer songs. So question. We mentioned it earlier. Seals and Crofts classic Summer Breeze. Summer Breeze. What unusual instrument was used in the song? Was it a kazoo, a toy piano, a slide whistle, or a xylophone?
The thing that makes that sound?
I thought that too, but...
Slide whistle.
You're going with slide whistle.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I'll go with slide whistle.
Slide whistle is incorrect.
Anyone
want to take a guess real quick?
Kazoo.
Toy piano.
It's toy piano. It's like... And you can hear it if you listen to it, because I thought it was like one of those other ones too, but then toy piano. Catman, second pick, so I'm gonna have you give you second choice. 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Dose
number 2 again. Oh, you got a good one, Catman. If you have this written down, flip over to paper, but we all know the summertime jam Rump Shaker by the band Rex and Effects. Can you spell Rex and Effects? So you don't get multiple choice. You have to spell Rex and Effects.
Can I write the question? Great question.
Just you can write it down, yes. I will say it's not as bad as you think. The beginning's rough.
No, because I think I'm tripping myself up. All right, I'm just going to go with my first guess.
All right.
W-R-E-C-K space N space E-F-F-E-C-T.
Wow. Yeah, man, you missed it by one letter. At the end of Rex,
there is
an X. No, it's an X. X? W-R-E-C-K-X, then in just an N, and then effect is spelled like regular effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. So you missed the X in Rex.
What a good question. Great question.
Wow.
Respect on that one.
0-2 right now in the trivia. Shine, you were third pick. So what would you want, question 1, 3, or 4?
The easiest one. 3.
Enter
3. According to Wikipedia, which music video is the most watched of all time on YouTube? The Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Justin Bieber, Sorry. Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. Or Despacito, Luis Fonsi.
Ah!
Oh, man. My initial thought is either go with Uptown Funk or Be a Belieber. There's a lot of little girls watching Justin Bieber. I got to think. I'm going with Justin Bieber.
Well, there's a lot more Spanish people watching YouTube, apparently, because Despacito was like by far the most YouTube watched video or whatever of all time. Despacito. So when J-Cat said that, picked it earlier, I wanted to bring that up, and I was like, I can't do it. 0-3 trivia. Can't say they're not hard. Dilts, yes. 1 or 4?
4.
All right. Dilts, the song Cruel Summer by Bananarama was the first U.S. hit for them after being featured in which popular 1984 movie? A, Police Academy. B, Splash. C, Revenge of the Nerds. Or D, The Karate Kid. What song was Cruel Summer, Bananarama's Cruel Summer, featured in, and then it became a hit?
Oh, the Cruel Summer song was in one of those movies?
Yes, and then it became like a big hit after like that summer song. Or summer.
I'm sorry, can I get the choices again?
Yeah, Police Academy, Splash, Revenge of the Nerds, Karate Kid. The Karate Kid.
God, I don't know.
I would hope not. But. Falls for dramatic effect.
We get some Jeopardy music in here.
Police Academy, Splash, Revenge of the Nerds, Karate Kid.
Fuck, I don't, just got to guess.
He's in anguish right now.
I was like, I'm thinking the crap.
He's laboring over this pick.
I can't even try to deduce with reasoning on what
you can't really.
Think all right, give me Police Academy then.
That is incorrect. J-Cat, you know it?
Karate Kid.
It is the Karate Kid. I wouldn't have known it either, but I feel like it's probably like him and the girl or something. And
yeah, it's like it's like a montage type scene going on.
I think that song is in the movie Blue Crush with Kate.
Yeah, it's the remix though. It's the rap remix. It's not by. They sampled it for it.
Kate Bosworth, another smoke show of humans.
Yes, son.
Nice. All right, last but not least, Birdo. You got a tough one. Bro, in the song by Bill Withers, Lovely Day, Lovely Day, Lovely Day, Lovely Day. He supposedly held the longest single note in a U.S. top 40 song. So in the song, he goes, Lovely Day. He holds it for like, okay. How long did he hold that note? Multiple choice.
Don't give me multiple choice. Let me guess the seconds and you tell me within like 2 or 3 seconds either way, high or low.
What? You get multiple choice.
All right.
18 seconds, 15 seconds, 25 seconds, 20 seconds.
18, 15, 20, or 25?
Yeah.
About 25 seconds is a long time to hold a note. And that song is featured in The Secret Life of Pets, which I've probably seen 1,000 times because I have 2 small children. Lovely Day. 18 seconds is a long time. I'm going to go with, but I feel like he would add them extra 2 seconds just because it's a world record. I'm going with 20 seconds.
What do you, extra 2 seconds, 18 seconds. That is incorrect. We had an offer. It is 18 seconds. 18 seconds he held that. Anyone want to try to break that right now?
Jason?
Please don't. All right. So I know we're running a little long, but you know, we're going to try to do this weekly now. But we're just going to give people a little more than what they asked for. If we can't get it every week, then at least you're getting a longer episode. So we're going to go to the Eliminator. I'm not going to put a timer on you guys, but just think, you know, the Eliminator this week, I went back and forth. I was going to give you guys a hint, but I didn't want you to research. So if you have any of these songs written down, turn your paper over. But the Eliminator this week is the top 20 Beach Boys songs from the website liveaboutorliveabout.com. So top 20 Beach Boys songs. So if I were you, flip over your paper, jot down as many Beach Boys songs as you can. And we're going to do the Eliminator this way. So it's got to be a top 20 song based on this one. If you think about the Beach Boys, most of their songs are about one thing. And there's plenty of bangers. Not necessarily bangers, but plenty of songs you can choose from. All right. So the Eliminator goes in reverse order from the draft. So we're going to start with Birdo.
I'm going to throw out a song that no one else is going to pick on that list, but I love this song. It is a beautiful song.
Hold on. Think about.
I know. God only knows. 20 songs. God only knows where I'd be without you.
Definitely. That is. Yep. That is on the list. Birdo still amazing alive.
Song. Amazing.
Great song. End of Love, actually. Unbelievable.
So good.
All right. Dilts.
I Get Around.
I Get Around is on there. All I ever think about for that song is the Baby Rollerblades commercial. Like the old toy, I get around Baby Rollerblades. Like I cannot not think of that. People are probably like, what are you talking about? But that's all I think about. I Get Around is on there. Shine.
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann is on there. Shine coming in hot. Catman.
Surfing USA.
Yeah, Surfing USA is on there. Teen Wolf, no doubt. J-Cat.
California Girls.
California Girls definitely is on there. Back to Bro.
I guess go with Kokomo. No one said that yet.
Kokomo is on there. Yep. Dilts.
Surfing Safari.
Surfing Safari is on there. Shine.
I am horrible at this.
It's not an easy topic, but think about what Dilts just said.
Don't be giving him hints. Don't be giving him hints. Right.
I don't know if this is the title. Is it gonna? Right.
We'll see. If I know what you're talking about.
Wouldn't it be nice?
That's what it's called. Wouldn't it be nice is on there. Yep.
Great song.
Shine, give me one bar from that real quick. Just hit me with the title.
What?
Sing it.
Sing it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Like,
you sounded like an old man.
Like two cats fighting the cardboard box.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Did you hear how?
I didn't do that voluntarily.
Wow. All right. Catman, back to you.
Wow. I'm out. I think I'm out.
You got it. I mean, well, I'm not saying you're not out, but.
Hard. All right. Eliminate.
Hold on.
You are the weakest link.
Catman, you can't think of any? Like, just think of movies, shows.
Stop giving them hints. Keep going.
Just keep thinking of, like, 50 First Dates.
What song is it? I don't know.
It's Wouldn't It Be Nice.
I was like, oh, okay. I think I sung, like, the Adam Sandler crying version of that.
Yeah. True. I'm out.
Done. All right. Eliminated. J-Cat.
Did we say Surfing USA?
We did say Surfing USA. Yes, Surfing USA and Surfing Safari.
All right, what about Surf City?
Surf City is not on there. I cannot confirm or deny that. It isn't a Beach Boys song.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a Beach Boys song.
That's a good guess.
He made that up. He just totally made up.
But it's not a bad guess, honestly.
Somebody sings a song called Surf City. You want to find out who it is. All right.
Eliminated. Back around to Bro, Dilts, and Shine.
I don't know if this is the name of the song, but Daddy Takes My T-Bird Away. It takes the T-Bird away.
Fun is the song, and it is on there.
I'm talking about.
Takes My T-Bird Away.
I'm talking about.
Dilts, this is yours to lose, dude.
Good Vibrations.
Ooh. Good Vibrations, of course, is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I almost picked that from my draft. That's such a good song.
Okay. 1963, sung by Jan and Dean, Surf City is a song. It's in that same vein.
All right. Next time I'll do Jan and Dean songs for the Eliminator.
And I'll have it beat because I'll be the number one pick, and we'll just go with that one.
Nothing is – oh, man. It's just me and Dirk again.
No, Bobby's in it.
Oh, good. I'm out. Go, Bobby.
All right.
I was going to say Aunt Jemima.
Shine is out. I thought you were going to say no. No. All right, bro.
My turn?
Yep, bro, and then Dilts.
Man, I don't know if this is the name of the song. I don't know if this is a part of one of the songs you already mentioned. I Get Around.
I Get Around was already said. It was the song, but it was already said.
What? I don't have that marked. Oh, no. Now I'm really tapped out.
Lemonade.
I feel like there has to be a song of a name of a girl. There just has to be some song with a girl's name in it that I just like.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh.
I'm done. I'm tapping out.
No.
Right, hold on. So if Dilts can't name one, then you're still in, bro. I guess. Because you named the same amount. So don't toss the name one.
I know.
I guess I'll have to have a tiebreaker. But
Dill. I just have to name another Beach Boys song?
That's on this list.
Can I do one thing? Can I do what J-Cat did and just put random words together and hope it's right?
Yes.
It wasn't random words. It was a song.
Just a total guess. Little Miss Sunshine? Just.
No.
What is it?
Good guess. Manny? Good guess. Dilts, can you name it for your second Eliminator win in a row?
How about Help Me Rhonda?
Help Me Rhonda is on there. I knew it once Bobby said the girl's name. You were going to get that.
Dilts, worst team of all time, best Eliminator player ever.
2-0, baby.
The songs that were not said, Surfing, Surfer Girl. Bro, you'll be disappointed. Be True to Your School.
Oh.
Saved by the Bell. In My Room. Not sure what that was. Don't Worry, Baby.
In My Room.
Okay. Dance, Dance, Dance. Classic, sung none other by Chris Newbling, Sloop John B. It's unbelievable. Of course, there's one more, Surf's Up, and then a song called Rock and Roll Music. Those are the top 20 Beach Boys songs, according to that website. Boys, any last words before we do the wrap up?
I got a question.
Yeah.
I actually contemplating just picking Beach Boys songs for my drafted team. So what would you have done with this Eliminator game if I had done that?
Was that a question or a confession?
Well,
we need to look into this because that is that's
so Dils, was that off the top of your head? Was it?
Yeah, I wrote down all the songs I can think of on a piece of paper right now.
Okay.
I can show you the paper right now if you need to.
Yeah, I believe you. I figured you did.
Here it is.
Shine's just not cause... liking it, but
Dils, after seeing your drafted team, we believe anything you say.
I can't believe you didn't have more Beach Boy songs, though. Honestly, Eric. I thought it was gonna be Beach Boy heavy.
But he whatever does punk song that is summer.
What, Shine?
Whatever Dils is paying you for the Eliminator Challenge, I'll give you five more.
I thought about just sending you guys a text that just said Beach Boys, but then I didn't want you to write them all down, so I was like, we're going by the honor system here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You did the right thing. You know.
Yeah. All right, anybody have any last words? Anybody want to sign off?
Yeah, I beat Shine and Eliminator again.
Everyone do a sign off like we did last time.
Let's just Shine, consider, like, the Eliminator.
Your rebuttal?
Like making the playoffs, but like the actual votes is what we're all playing for. That's remember.
Well, to be fair, the Eliminator is skill. The
No. That's
top five draft is leaving
that part off of the podcast.
The top five draft is who you can get to vote for you, or best songs that you can think of people are going to vote for, because you already said you're doing that. So I have to lean towards more Dils on this one.
It was not skill, it was luck.
Oh, I win again.
Consolation prize. The Eliminator, the trivia, it feels good, but it's not what we're going for.
I agree. Exactly. I agree.
My team is solid again all around. But I picked songs that like I liked. But I feel like I'm gonna be top three again. I'm calling it.
J-Cat.
Two things. The first thing is I'm disappointed that the Beach Boys have a song called Surfin' USA and Surfer Girl, but yet couldn't have the balls enough to record Surf City. So I can
and
win.
Surfin' Safari.
Yeah, exactly. Everything else.
And Surf's Up.
Yeah, exactly. But no Surf City. Okay. Second thing is that my team name, and only the real OGs will get this one, but my team name is Don't Go Jason Waterfalls, like J-A-S-O-N.
He's so hard to beat, J-Cat. It's just
he's
at the top of his game all the time. Man, that is genius. Pure.
Everybody, do you guys know what that is, Rob?
Well, we know.
I know you know. But anyone else know what that is?
I missed what he said. It kind of broke up for me.
His team name is Don't Go Jason Waterfalls.
Oh.
Because one of our friends when we were younger, one of our... friends, younger.
Thought that was the lyric. Dig?
No, I thought that was the lyric. Like the song was about someone called Jason Waterfalls. Like, don't go. Like, come back. That was shout out to Snowbird.
Snowbird. Oh my god.
Bro, sign off.
Yeah, I just say this is a treat. This is so much fun. Love doing it with you guys. And last week I ended with a Bible verse. I'm gonna do it again. Proverbs 3:5-6. Look it up if you don't know. Proverbs 3:5-6.
All right. And before we go, I'd like to give a thank you to the Talking in the Driveway crew. They have a sports related podcast that I've been listening to for just like about a year. And they gave us a shout out on their podcast 2 weeks in a row. So I'm pretty excited about that. Trying to get us some listeners. Also, if you like the artwork you saw on our website, the artist is Derrico13, DERRICO13. You can follow him on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much any social media page. He's an awesome artist, content maker for just about everything. Don't forget to check out the new website. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast. That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend.